Thank you, Jesus. Why don't you just lift your hands? Man, there is great faith in this auditorium this morning. And the power of God always travels in an atmosphere of faith. So today, let's just take authority in the spirit realm. Father, we just thank you. Thank you for all authority in heaven and earth is yours. You've given us your spirit. And Father, we step into faith again, into now faith this morning. Father, we declare miracles into this atmosphere, breakthrough, lives transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you right now, demons flee. I thank you right now, anxieties, things that have been limiting people, holding people back are broken right now in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus. We speak life, we speak hope, we speak future, we speak breakthrough in Jesus' mighty and wonderful name. Come on, one more time. Let's put our hands together for God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, I had a word for Terry, and I believe you're Terry's husband. So I might give it to you, but I should probably give it to Terry later. But that's okay. The word was, weeping may endure for the night, but joy comes in the morning. There's been a point of pain in your life. Most things have lined up. There's been a point of pain in your life, and breakthrough is coming to that point of pain. I felt like God would say, keep singing through the pain, because breakthrough is on the way, and there's going to be a faith shift. There's going to be a shift in faith that, because it was a despite faith, but now it's going to be, I would have lost heart if I had not believed that I'd see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You're about to see the goodness of the Lord in that point of pain. Breakthrough is on its way in Jesus' name. And I don't know why, and I kind of just got to be obedient to this, but I felt as we were worshiping that there's somebody here and God wants breakthrough for your life. And he's been trying to bring peace and joy to your world, but the enemy's been contending for it. You didn't even sleep last night because while you sat through a message, you sat through a message of faith. God was trying to bring peace to your world, but the devil came in like a flood to try and disrupt your spirit. And I just want to know who that is, because God's going to set you free this morning. Yeah, just come forward. Would you just for a second, is that all right? And then we're going to see some miracles this morning in Jesus' name. People will be healed. People will be set free, because that's who God is, and God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday. Come on up here, sweetheart. Today and forever. And I want to encourage you. Let's just journey in God this morning. Let's just go somewhere in God. I don't know what he's going to do. I think you're going to preach. No. Would you just turn around? God wants you. No, sorry. To me. What is your name? Jackie. God wants you to encounter him afresh this morning. I think this has all been set up for you, because God loves you and he wants you to get the revelation of his love towards your life. You're not a product of your past. He wants you to dream for your future. And I even feel like last night you're laying in your bed and the enemy's trying to lie to you about your past, lie to you about what you've been through, what's happened, things that God's going to set you free this morning by the power of the Holy Spirit. Have you asked Jesus into your life? Yeah. He's going to set you free. Would you just close your eyes? Can I encourage you, this church? I think at the church we got really good at serving. Yeah. Great. We set culture around serving and we find our place and we serve. We got really good at giving. We don't get that good at receiving. Increase in our life comes through receiving. Yeah. Receiving all that God has for us, because it says every good and perfect gift comes to you from your Father in heaven. It doesn't come because I earn it. It doesn't come because I work for it, because I'm good. It comes because I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. God wants you to receive your miracle, your faith increase, your breakthrough, your deliverance this morning. But just receive. And receiving is a posture. Receiving says, God, I believe. Only believe. All things are possible to those who believe. Mark 16, these signs will follow those who believe, not who do. Not who follow, those who believe. Because I can follow Jesus and still not believe that he's able. But it says in Ephesians 3:20, it says, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could. There's an exceeding abundance that God wants to flow towards your life this morning. An exceeding abundance that goes beyond your ability to rationalize, to process, to think through. A miracle doesn't happen because I think through the steps and the processes of how it happens. A miracle happens because I step into a place and say, though I don't believe, though I don't understand, God, I choose to believe. So I want to encourage you this morning. There's people here right now, you've got a heat in your belly. It's healing that's flowing towards you. There's other people right now with heat in the soles of your feet, and you usually have such pain in your feet that you have to put orthotics in just to walk comfortably. God's going to heal you right now. As a person with pain down through your jawline, the thing is this, we don't come to church for religion, we come to church for encounter. We come to conference for encounter, to encounter a good and loving God that only has the best for you. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope. I'm believing for a faith increase today. I'm believing for hope increase, for future vision increase in your life today. Just receive all that God has for you. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Just close your eyes. Just receive. Just whatever God wants to do for you, let Him do. Thank you, Lord. There it is. Just receive. Just receive. Turn your head off. You know, it says in Proverbs 3, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not in your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will direct your path. Sometimes I think we short-circuit the touch or the encounter that God wants us to have because we're thinking through. But Isaiah 55 says, my ways aren't your ways and my thoughts aren't your thoughts. My ways are above your ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. Sometimes I've got to just turn my head off for God to touch my heart. Come on, let's thank the Lord this morning. You can go to your seat. Thank you. I'd just like to thank your pastors Alan and Eleanor. What a magnificent church. Just driving in here today, this is just a miracle. This is just the work of God in Tauranga. And I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged for what God's doing through you, what God's going to continue doing through you, the increase that He's going to bring. Can we just thank your pastors this morning? I want to thank and honor my pastor, Pastor Phil Pringle, greatest man of faith I've ever known. I worked with him on staff for 13 years. I was at his church for 20 years, traveled with him all around the world for a long time. And my wife and I are a product of his faith, his faithfulness, his stepping out. I've worked with Pastors Jürgen and Leanne and do a lot with them now. But and they love this church. They love you guys. They love this church. I just wanted to say hello to Luca and Joe. God bless you. It was at their great conference, I think it was last year or the year before. And you know what? Why don't you grab a seat? We're going to get underway. Can I very briefly, just as way of introduction, just show a photo of my family? Is that all right? I have been married for nearly 23 years. What's going to happen? It's going to... Okay. So I've got a photo of my wife and three kids. Who's believing for a miracle today? Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to take a hold of the things of God and to receive what He has for us, because He's a miracle-working God. He speaks and creates and things happen. Things are going to happen in your life today as we step into and believe God. I'm believing for a photo at any moment. It's coming. Look at this. Is that going to hit the pulpit? We're fine. No, we're good. So this is my little boy, Z-Man. So he's 9, touted to be a future Olympian. He's a crazy swimmer. So he's 9 years old, but he's setting all the 12-year-old records in every stroke. He's crazy. He's got, you know, little paws and big feet. He's amazing. So that's Zachy boy. Next one. This is my angel, Ella. So Zach's 9, Ella's 14, little ballerina, little swimmer. She's just an absolute delight. Next one. This is my son, Noah. So he's a champion surfer. I was going to send through another photo. He's had long hair for 5 years flowing down his neck. Mum and his sister loved it. And the other day when he went to Sydney to do some work experience, he shaved it into a mullet. So business on the front, party at the back. But that only lasted a few days and we got rid of that real quick. So now he's got a shaved head. And next one. This is my wife, Melissa. So God blessed me. I married up and we've been married for nearly 23 years. So that's my family. Just a little point of reference. I've been in C3 for 26 years and I'm loving it. I'm loving being a part of a movement that is a movement of faith, that is a movement that is progressing forward. And that's what you're a part of. We're taking ground. That's why we need to increase. That's why we need to get bigger as people, bigger in our faith, bigger in our stretch, bigger in believing that God can do all things and that nothing's impossible with Him. And I've been traveling quite a bit lately, and I've been sensing a flow of the power of God towards His church and towards faith and towards those that will step out. So I want to encourage you, whenever you have an opportunity, step out. Step out and go the bold. Step out and go to the miraculous. Step out and go to the God zone. It's scary, it's freaky, and it's awesome all at once. Just go for it. We've got one life to live. Let's just enjoy this life. Let's do it in faith, and let's just see what God can do in us and through us. Amen? Fantastic. In Acts 2, starting in verse 16, it says, "But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. It shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, that I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh." Everybody say, all flesh. "Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I'll show you wonders in the heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood, fire, and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness, the moon to blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And it shall come to pass. I love this because it says, I'll pour out my spirit. But God always pours out His spirit upon a person. Not just on a thing, He pours out His spirit upon you. And He pours out His spirit upon you so that you can increase and get enlarged and step out in Him. And whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Spirit of God empowers us to go out and evangelize our world so that more people can be saved. The Bible says that it's God's desire that none should perish, but all should come to eternal life. That it's not enough that we're saved and that we're given an eternal assurance. It's we need to go out and use what we've been given. What's been deposited in us. Every single one of us, Pastor Phil, I'm sure, shared this last night, have been deposited with a spirit of faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We've got the same spirit of faith, but the faith that I have needs to be activated. It needs to be manipulated, enlarged, stretched. I have to do something because faith is active, not static. Faith is not just an internal thought. It's not something that I process. It's something that I say. It's something that I do. Faith is a language. It's positive. It's hope-filled. It anticipates a God moving before me, going before me and doing what I can't do. I was recently in Melbourne, and I was meant to be doing a prophetic workshop. I didn't realize that. I thought I was doing a miraculous workshop. So I turn up with my preparation for let's see miracles, let's see healing. And a girl turns up because she wants a prophetic word. Long and the short of it was this girl had snapped her cervical spine. She'd been in a wheelchair for 7 years. She'd been in hospital for 6.5 of those 7 years. Her name was Misha. In fact, is this going to be a pain? Does that have to go up and down? I should have done this earlier. Okay. This is Misha. Misha's 42. Right here, she's been walking for 10 kilometres in the Daintree rainforest. This is end of the story. But the beginning of the story is, I walk into a meeting like this and God says, there's somebody in a wheelchair and I'm going to heal them, tell them to come forward. The lights are in my eyes. I can't see anybody in a wheelchair. Like literally nobody. But God says, say the word. And I'm like, I don't want to say the word because I can't see anyone. He says, say the word. So okay. So I just say, there's somebody here in a wheelchair. God's going, and this little head pops up at the back row. I'm like, okay. And she comes forward, but she's being wheeled by her carer, one of her three carers, because she's got three carers 24/7 that feed her, bathe her, put her in and out of the car, in and out of bed. She can't do anything for herself. She's paralyzed. So she comes forward, and as she's being wheeled down the aisle, God says, just tell her she can stand up and walk. I've healed her. I don't know her story. I don't know about the prior 7 years. I don't know about the snapped cervical spine. God knows you today. I don't know you. I've just met pastors. God knows you. He knows what you need. And what you need more than what you need is faith. Because you've got the same spirit of faith, but it needs to be worked. So as she's being wheeled down the aisle, I said, you should just stand up because God's healing you. And everybody's like sucking the air out of the room. What are you talking about? You're a crazy man. Let's send him back to Noosa. And she looked at me and said, what? I said, you should feel heat down your spine and like oil running down your legs, do you? And she says, yes, I do. I said, that's the touch of God. Stand up. So she put her hands on the armor and stood out of the chair and walked for the first time in 7 years. Because in a moment in God and a moment in faith changes everything. What you hear from me today won't change your life. What you receive from God will. You see, because the promises of God are yes and amen, but you need to know the promises of God. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word. You need to consume the word. You need to pray. You need to press into God, but then you need to activate what you've heard, what you've learned, what you've had come cognitively across your mind so that you can experience. And so we've got a few more photos. Can I just bring those back up for a sec? I'm not going to do this anymore, I promise you. No more photos. She literally, 7 years in hospital. What I didn't say also is after 6.5 years, they said, we can literally, from a medical and a scientific point of view, do nothing else for you. Just go home. This is your life. She tried to commit suicide 3 times. Twice she flatlined and had to be revived. The third time it didn't work. But God. So can I go to the next photo? So every other month now, she said she didn't even have, if anybody even touched her body, she was in such excruciating pain, it would just set her off. She'd go into convulsions. Here she'd been walking for 10 kilometres. And that next photo, she's sending me photos now. So this is my good friend Phil Brake in Melbourne and the day we prayed for her. So that is literally as she got out of the wheelchair. So it's just a magnificent miracle of God. But God's no respecter of persons, and he doesn't do that. He's going to pour out his spirit on all flesh, all people, anyone who believes. Is there an anyone and everyone? Is there somebody here today who says, you know what, I'm choosing to believe? Because let me say this to you this morning, what you do with your faith matters. What you do with your faith matters. Pastor Phil, and I've got this mental picture, has always taught that we have to flick on the switch of faith. And I've just got this picture of a switch on my right here. I just got to flick it on. He said it to me for the last 25 years, just flick on the switch of faith. But it doesn't make sense. Just flick on the switch of faith. And Jude says, stir yourself in your most holy faith. I'm the only person that can stir my faith. I'm the only person that can press into God and believe and go, you know what, I'm confused and I'm hurt and I'm hurting. I just had a double hip replacement. So I'm the guy that travels around seeing people healed out of wheelchairs. I've prayed for 2 dead people, they came back to life. I've prayed for people with arthritis in every joint of their body where they'll go to bed at night and their shoulder will dislocate because it swells so bad at night. If they'll put it back in, their knee will dislocate for no other reason than the joints are swollen. I'm that guy. I believe for miracles. I believe in the power of God. I love the power of God. And I've got bone on bone for 10 years and I'm in agony. And I had to have a double hip replacement. It's like, but God, keep stepping out. Keep going again. Keep believing that you'll see the goodness of the Lord. You've got to do something with your faith that's been deposited on the inside. Stir yourself. And I used to say, God, if you can do it for them, you can do it for me. And you know what? I believe he did it for me through the surgeons. I believe he did it through me, through making a way financially to be able to do it. Okay? Anyway, that's just another story. God wants to move exceedingly abundantly. That's Ephesians 3:20. Ephesians 1:19 says, the same power that God worked in Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead is at work in you. There's a power at work in your life right now. God is orchestrating more behind your back than you can see before your eyes. He's doing a work. He's turning all things together. He's making all things work together for your good. But you have to believe. You have to step in. You have to say, devil, I'm pushing back. I'm pushing back against the lies. I'm pushing back against the intimidation. I'm pushing back against my thoughts and my emotions. And I'm going to step out into it. I feel like I've come here today just to say, don't give up. Bible says, don't grow weary in doing good, for in due season, somebody's due season is upon them today. Somebody is here. And I'm going to pray for anxiety and fear broken off people's lives. We were just in San Diego 2 weeks ago, and we're praying for her, and just a lady just manifested on the altar, and things came out of her, and she looked different. 5 seconds after God touching her life, she literally looked like a different person. She was transformed. I get an email saying, my life's changed. God didn't send his son to impress us. Hey, that's a cool trick. Look at that. He died. Now he's alive again. That's amazing. He didn't send just to impact us, because we get impacted by so many things. I'm impacted by the Ferrari I see drive down the street. I'm impacted by my footy team winning the grand final. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to transform your world, to transform you from dead to life. And it says that anybody that's in Christ is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. I remember being in a meeting. I'm just trying to build a little bit of faith and then we're going to pray for something. Is that all right? I remember being in a meeting in Ballina, and this is, man, like 16 years ago. And God said, before you greet the pastor, before you say how good the worship was, before you tell everyone, you are the most beautiful crowd I've ever seen, say this. And it was, there's somebody here with a chemical imbalance in your brain. You've tried to commit suicide twice this month. Come forward, I'm going to heal you. I said, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say, thank you for having me. The worship was amazing. You guys are beautiful. And God says, just say it. So I did. And again, back row, I don't know what's back row, so get ready. A guy stands up, walks to the middle aisle with both his wrists like this, both bandaged. As he's walking down the aisle, just God says, just tell him I'm healing him. And he falls out under the power of God. He tried to commit suicide for the second time the night before. He had a chemical imbalance, and God in a moment set him free. Again, I didn't know him. He is now my guitarist. So that was in a town 4 hours away from our church. This is before I'd planted a church. It was like 10 years before I even went to plant our church. God was orchestrating a miracle in somebody's life. God wants to work a miracle in your life today. And as I was saying, the power of God always flows in an atmosphere of faith. We're going to live in one of two camps in life, camp fear or camp faith. They can't coexist and you can't live in both. You might go between both, but God's calling us to live in camp faith. Camp faith, camp boldness. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as lions. That though an army may camp against me, though storms may rise against me, I'm going to move forward anyway. I'm going to charge forward. Life's not easy. It's got its twists and turns. There's traumatic events that take place. There's things that are just done against us that are wrong. But God says, I want you to move through anyway. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fear no evil, for I am with you. I'm creating space for you. I'm creating a future for you. And I love what it says in 2 Corinthians. And this is a word I felt for this morning. It says, he says, in an acceptable time, I've heard you. In the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Today is the day of salvation. I want to let you know this morning that you're favored of God, that your salvation is rising over. I preached out of Psalm 27 at our church last week. It's, and David's saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. And it's just such a beautiful picture. I believe God wants to be your light and your salvation. He wants to rise above you daily. He wants to shine upon your life, to favor you and to grace you with the gift of his salvation. Amen. Can we put our hands together for the Lord this morning? And one of my favorite scriptures is 1 Kings 4:20. It says, the kingdom of God is not in word and deed only, but in power. Kingdom of God is not in word and deed only, but in power. The kingdom that we're a part of is a kingdom of power. There's authority that you have that supersedes the five senses, that supersedes and goes beyond the natural realm. And God invites us by faith into the supernatural realm to enjoy of his goodness, to see of his magnificence. And I want to encourage you this morning, always enter in, always press in. Psalm 91 says, those who dwell shall abide. Those who dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And it's as I choose to dwell, as I choose to press in and draw near to God, that he says, now come and abide with me. Let me show you, let me reveal to you the things that you have not seen. And I feel like God wants to do a new thing in this house. And I see exceeding abundance. I see overflow. I see the river of God by faith flowing towards this house, in your connect groups, in your businesses, in your finance, in your relationships, in your health. I see God smiling on this house, and it's exciting. Hebrews 11, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not yet seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. Verse 6, but without faith it's impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe. We must believe. It's not enough to hope, it's not enough to want, it's not enough to desire, we have to believe. And I want to encourage you, let's stir that thing. Let's just stir our faith this morning. Let's just stir our belief mechanism. Let's just go to that place. And I don't know, I've been prayed for 10 times. Let's get prayed for 11. Let's go again. Let's come to the altar again. Let's just keep believing so that God can keep moving. Some things are instant. Some things are automatic. Some things are a journey. And God is working again in you through the journey to strengthen you and raise you. And as I was feeling this for this morning, I was feeling like faith is for now, right now. It's not for yesterday. Yesterday's gone. Can't do anything about it. Let it go. Forget it. Move forward from it. It's not for tomorrow. That's hope. We're hoping in the future. We're hoping in a good and loving God. Faith is for right now. The woman with the issue of blood got her miracle in the now. As she reached out, as she got on her hands and knees desperately expecting that God would do a work in her life. Bartimaeus got his miracle in the now. When he cried out, stood up, threw his beggar's clothes off. What could you do right now in expectancy and faith that arrests the attention of God? Because God wants to bring increase. God wants to bring more faith. God wants to enlarge you now. Not tomorrow. He's not preparing you for tomorrow. You're prepared for right now. You're here right now. You're in the atmosphere of God. The Bible says where two or three are gathered, there I am. God is here right now for you. Right now with your answer. Right now with your breakthrough. Right now with peace. Right now with joy. God is here right now for you. We just got to receive. So maybe I could get the team back, Pastor Alan, if that's all right. If that was you before and I was talking about pain in the soles of your feet, would you just come forward? I only ever just call out things that I feel God tells me to call out. And if you've got pain in your body right now, visible pain, you can say, my shoulder is in, I've got a 7 out of 10 pain in my shoulder. Something like, if you've got pain in your body right now, would you come forward? What we're going to do is we're going to worship a little. If I can get maybe a beat behind me. Can we just do some war this morning? You're going to get great teaching for the rest of the conference. And God is going to do a work in you. And I believe over the course of these next few sessions of conference, your life can be transformed. I want you to come every session expectant. I get my miracle right now. I get my touch right now. I get my freedom right now. Don't let the enemy lie to you any longer. I hate the devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I've had family members die of drug overdose. I've had family members die of cancer. I hate the devil with a passion. And I've decided I'm going to go after the things of God. I'm going to receive whatever God has for me. And you know what? If you don't want it, I'll take yours as well. Because I just love that God is good and He's not running out of anything. And He wants to bless you. Do you believe that God wants to bless you this morning? So what we're going to do, I just want to stir faith. I want you to stir your faith. I want you to close your eyes and look away to God. And I want you to say, God, I receive anything and everything you have for me. I receive of your spirit this morning. I receive my healing. I receive breakthrough. But then I want you to turn your head off. Because spirit talks to spirit. God's going to touch your heart this morning. He's going to release to you. So I just need some energy, if that's all right. Not a flow. I need a beat. Let's go. So if you're sitting in your seat, you can receive. If you're standing on the altar, you can receive. Wherever you are this morning, stand, sit, kneel, whatever it is, just get desperate before God so that God can touch you. Amen. I'm going to hand back to Pastor in a minute, but I just want you to come forward and receive from God. If I know we're in, and I'm still sensing it here, there's still people thinking, there's still people pushing back. You've done the hardest step. You got to church in faith. You're on the altar. Now just receive. Just receive, because God wants to touch you this morning. I'm going to go through this quite quickly and hand back to Pastor, but just receive. And wherever you're at, standing in the auditoriums, whatever you need, you're at Believe Conference. My encouragement is only believe. Go to a new place in God today. Don't do life the same tomorrow as you entered in here today. Let God enlarge you. I love what Pastor said before. Those that wait upon the Lord renew their strength. They rise on wings as eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and will not faint. Isaiah 64 says, God works for those that wait for Him. He meets with those who rejoice. God is working on your behalf. Just let Him have His way in your life. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's do this.